The schoolhouse in Nome, North Dakota, saw its last students in 1970. The old building would have been demolished a few years ago, if not for two ladies who had an idea. Today, that idea has people literally coming from all points in the nation to experience a unique business venture. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Teresa Perleberg and Chris Armbrust both had farm-based businesses that dealt with the fiber arts, working with items such as wool. Their customer base and their expanding work had them looking for a new location to do business.
People wanted to come see the sheep, see the entire process. They wanted to learn about sheep and the wool and what we do with it. And we wanted a destination for people to come from all over. It had to be unique and different.
Chris says they purchased an old schoolhouse in tiny Nome, North Dakota that needed a lot of work.
We had people that, when this first started, would go out of their way to email us and tell us how we were going to fail and what were we thinking about renovating this building. Have you even seen it? I mean, it was horrible.
There are almost always naysayers, but they had supporters as well. A local bank believed in the effort too, and today you'll want to come to Nome, North Dakota to see what they brought to life.
So we have a boutique hotel upstairs with 11 guest rooms. We do corporate things during the week, focused on the fiber arts or any type of arts. You can come and stay here and just work on projects or just enjoy the scenery.
And the business here at the old school continues to grow.
We hope to have animals here soon. We are going to have an area in the back of the school where we have fiber animals, so you can meet all the fiber animals that provide the wool for our business that is downstairs.
Teresa and Chris's work is inspiring others as well.
What's been kind of amazing since then is we've had folks that have reached out to us that want to do something with their old school, that want to do something with their old city bank, and where do we begin?
You can hear our full interview on the Farming the Countryside show. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com and look for episode 228, Traveling the Countryside in Nome, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.